Hey, what up, everyone? This is Jose Galicia, and I just got off the metro, and literally, I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to say. So, but I know that I do want to say so much that I'm just gonna go ahead and keep rolling with this recording right now, this podcast. And pretty much, I think I'm going to focus about how can I make you switch? How can I tell you that you natural treatments do work, right? Because right now there's a lot of skepticism around natural treatments, and I just can't understand why. Because like if we just go and see the numbers of the cancer survivors that chemotherapy and radiation are producing are pretty low. Like when you go to your oncologist and you ask them, if you just like put them in the spot and if you just nail the oncologist, like really pin him to the wall. Because if you're giving him money, then, I mean, it's your money. And it's not only your money, it's your life. So why don't you just ask the oncologist the question that you should be asking? Like, doctor, how long has been chemotherapy cocktail of drugs have been, when was the last time that it was updated? How long have you been prescribing this to your patients? Why? Because I know that the exact same treatment, it's been around since the 60s. It doesn't even make sense. Like, we have progressed around every technological advancement that you can think of. We have made a progression about that, like television, communications, the cell phones, the email, that things that have completely changed the world have upgraded. But why is that not happening with the cancer treatments? It doesn't even make sense. Well, it's just, I feel so passionate about these, because even though I have been documenting my own journey from nearly dead till today, that I am far, far, far from being dead. There's still a lot of people that don't believe this stuff works, which is the exact same reason why I'm doing it. Anyways, other questions that you could ask to your oncologist is, it could be like, hey, so what's the percentage of survivors that the treatment that you are recommending me, I don't know. I just get so infuriated. Like, it's hard for me to tell you how frustrating it is that people just die because they have a closed mind. Like, they just don't want to see for other opportunities. Like, it's just, I don't know if you are one of those. I was one of those. But, you know, why don't you just look around? Why wouldn't you just Google for other options? Why wouldn't you just try to find alternatives? Why wouldn't you? Why would you just let yourself die? I remember my uncle, me and my family, we called him Tio Kiko. Because he got diagnosed with cancer. I can't even remember what type of cancer he had, but pretty much he just gave up. He decided not to try any chemotherapy, any radiation, not even the surgery, because in the family we had seen that constantly, all the time, our family members were dying one after another, cancer, the same thing. I had an uncle that was a priest. And when he got diagnosed, well, he first did the surgery, took it out, came back, another surgery, came back, another surgery. And every time it was just worse and worse and worse. Why? Because surgery just doesn't work. Plain and simple. And yet, doctors keep prescribing the same thing. Like, if you know it doesn't work, then why would you tell people to go do it? Well, I have an answer to that. And it's because they make more money. Plain and simple. It's just astonishing the amount of doctors that they just don't care. Why? Because they have bills to pay. The education of their kids depends on their job. And of course, they don't want to let their kids down. They don't want to let their family down, you know. But will they prescribe the same things to their family? Probably not. Why would you do that if you know that it kills people, right? Well, so I'm here to tell you that I don't know how I can, what words could I use? What examples could I give you? Because there are so many. I think the more that I keep doing these podcast recordings, you know, this podcast is going to evolve into other things, such as interviewing cancer survivors, interviewing professionals about the stuff that I'm talking about, which is pretty much natural treatments, holistic treatments, all of that stuff. But for now, I mean, it's just me. But I am so pumped that this stuff works. And it doesn't even take that much, honestly. It just works. Like, if you just did a couple of very, very basic changes, such as changing your diet, something so simple. I mean, put a shower filter, you know, and then when you take a shower, then you're cleaning your body as well. Like, change your water filter. Bring a filter, first of all, it doesn't even work. So get the right water to drink, you know. Things very, very, very simple. Drink a couple of smoothies. Find Rick's in some oil or make it at home. You know, it really doesn't take that much if you have the right mindset. But what happens is that right now, it's not that these treatments are super expensive or that they are out of reach, that only a few privileged have access to these. It's not that. It's just simply that we just don't have the right mindset to accept them. That's it. Like, if you just had a little bit of faith, you could get so much done. So anyways, this is kind of like a episode/rant, what I'm doing here right now. And I won't stop. I'll just keep talking in different episodes as well. But for now, I just want you to, if you're still listening to this, well, I just want you to know that cancer has to be a thing of the past. It is not a vaccine what we are looking for. It's a change in your lifestyle. That's it. It is not a special chemical compound that is going to destroy cancer. Why? Because it just doesn't exist. That's what people just don't get. Like, cancer is such a rare disease that affects different things, not just one thing. For example, if we just talk about the spiritual part of cancer, you're like, what? Cancer is spiritual? Yes, of course. Like, when you hold grudges towards people in general, but especially if you hold a grudge against your family, dude, come on, you can just forgive, let go. It's so much better. The second that you, from the bottom of your heart, decide to forgive your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your whoever you think that did wrong to you, the second that you decide to forgive him, you literally feel that like a big weight has been lifted off your shoulders. It's incredible. Forgiving is just crazy good. And that's just one of them. Do you give thanks when you wake up in the morning? I do. But it's not because I'm like, oh my God, I know that this is gonna cure cancer. No, it's not like that. It's just that I've realized that, dude, every single day that I am alive, it's just such a beautiful gift that has been given to me. Like, I feel that this day, right now, it was a day that was created only for me, and that I am living right now, so that I can tell you what I'm telling you right now. That's how I feel. And I am so grateful for everything, for my feet, for my hands, for the air in my lungs, for the technology that I'm using so that you can hear me talking this. And I am even grateful for you. I still haven't had even the pleasure to see you, but I know that you're listening to this, and I'm so grateful, because then that means that you are not gonna make the same mistakes that I did. Or this recording is probably going to give you hope and faith. Or I don't know what you're gonna get some out of this, but I know that it's gonna be something good. And that makes me feel really, 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 really nice. Well, oh God, I so wanted to say this, you know. I just wanted to say it. And that being said, I have to wrap up this small recording because it just started raining and I'm walking towards my home. I know it's not the way that a podcast should be recorded, but hey, it's worse than if I don't do it at all. So that being said, thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Jose Galicia. I'm just here telling my story, how I am healing my cancer on a daily basis, and how I'm planning to keep living for the rest of my days so that cancer doesn't come back. If you want to follow more about my story or see the smallest details that you want, I am posting everything that I'm telling you on Instagram. You can find me at Cancer Spartan. Also on Facebook, same name, at Cancer Spartan. I am also on Pinterest, same name, and you guessed it right, at Cancer Spartan. My website is www.cancerspartan.com, where I have been posting a couple of very helpful advices for how you can improve your treatments, how you can change your game, same as I've been doing. And let me know what you think. If you find me online, if you find me on social media, come over, say hi, leave a comment. I always respond to every single one of the comments. Not the negative ones, because that's a waste of my time, honestly. But let me know what you think. And again, thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.